USA Radio News.
North Korea canceled a high-level meeting today with South Korea and threatened to call off a historic summit planned for later next month as the United States and South Korea continue doing military exercises. Republican Senator Rand Paul said maybe we should hold off on those military exercises.
I think not doing military exercises would actually be a show of good faith on our part. Doesn't change anything permanently, but delaying that until after talks I think would be a good idea.
Officials on Hawaii's Big Island say some of the vents being formed by the volcano are releasing such high levels of sulfur dioxide that the gas poses an immediate danger to anyone nearby. Take a listen to this one eyewitness say it's all about staying together and looking out for each other.
Being in that kind of state right now, you know, just keep your heads up. It's not over. We're all going to stay together. We're all going to be together through this whole process.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Retail sales rose last month, but not as much as they did the month before. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
Retail sales rising 0.3% last month, according to the Tuesday report from the U.S. Commerce Department, and that 0.3% rise is exactly the gain that retail analysts were forecasting. It's 0.5% below, though, the revised increase for March, when retail sales surged by 0.8%.
A new tax approved by the Seattle City Council has triggered a fierce war of words between the liberal city and two behemoth companies, mainly Starbucks and Amazon. Herman Cain is the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He says companies and businesses in Seattle have basically two options.
The Seattle City Council, they just won't learn. Now, workers got to find jobs. Long term, some businesses are going to either slow the growth and some are going to even leave.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar went a little more in depth on Monday regarding his plan to help lower prescription drug costs for many Americans. He went on Fox Business to discuss some of the key points.
Key elements here are bringing better negotiation to the Medicare drug program, because, of course, that's the program that we control for tens of millions of Americans and pays for so much of drug expense here in this country. We've got our retail pharmacy program, what's called Medicare Part D, and the president is going to unleash the drug plans to actually negotiate against Big Pharma in certain categories where right now negotiation has basically not existed, with almost no discounts or rebates being paid, a no-touch zone. We're pulling that off. We're allowing full negotiation. We're going to have bidding and real discounting in that space. And for the first time ever, we're going to bring negotiation, competition, and discounting to the physician-administered drugs where nothing has existed in the past.
With the U.S. moving its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, we're still seeing reaction come in, including Senator John Barrasso, who says it should have been done a long time ago.
The last three have promised it. President Trump delivered. And you could just see the signs yesterday in Jerusalem, bipartisan support for what the president has promised the people of the state of Israel. So pleased with the decision. It was the right decision, and I'm glad President Trump got it done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.